Take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 3, and we want to look at verse 17. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, we had a lot going on this morning, and so we will postpone the Lord's Supper. Don't worry about it. It's not no big deal. You already saved. You're not saved by his body and blood. It's a symbol type of a thing, amen. We'll postpone it. And listen, after I'm finished, you're going to thank me for it. Amen. You're going to praise God for it, amen. After we finish, you're going to say, thank God. Oh, you ain't heard me up in here. You ain't heard me up in here. You ain't heard me. Amen. So listen, let's get straight to it. Amen. And I want to go straight to Acts chapter 3 and verse 25. Amen. Go straight to verse 25. We're not even going to read all of it. Y'all know what's going on. Let's get to verse 25. Look what he says at verse 25. He says, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant, which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you and turn away every one of you from your iniquities, from his iniquities rather. Father, add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the preaching of your most holy word. You know what I'm risking to preach this, God. I'm laying my life on the line. But Father, I love your people so much, and I love you so much, that I'd rather lay it down. You say, greater love had no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friend. Father, bless this word here, in Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God some glory, amen. All right, as we look at verses 17 on down, you know what's going on. Peter and John at the beautiful gate, a man paralyzed, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, young girls. Hallelujah. Taking care of the house of God. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Instantly, the man was healed. We started talking about the God of miracles. Then Peter begins to rebuke them. We talked about the Prince of Life. And now we're in our current series. When Peter said, listen, in verse 17, it was because of ignorance you did it. Somebody say ignorance. Ignorance. And we began to talk about ignorance. We gave the definition of ignorance, the evidence of ignorance, the results of ignorance, the causes of ignorance. And then we began to talk about the subject matter in which we are ignorant of. We talked about not all of us, but all mankind has pockets of ignorance. And so as we look at mankind in global, mankind is ignorant of God, of theology, his holiness, his justice, his love. The everyday individual on the street don't know God like he thinks he knows God, or she thinks she knows God. We also ignorant of self. That's anthropology. We ignorant of self, that we're sinners, that we're lawbreakers, that we need to be converted, amen, and that we need the Lord. General mankind as a whole, the average person on the street don't know that about themselves. You see, there's a general ignorance of the judgment, eschatology. The average everyday person don't know all about the judgment. They don't know about the bema seat that we talked about. They don't know about the great white throne judgment. They don't know about the books that's going to be opened, the book of the law, the book of the works, and the Lamb's book of life. They don't know about those things. And God says, my people, they perish for a lack of knowledge. For ignorance, they perish. But this morning, I want to continue along the same lines, and I want to tell you another subject in which the world at large is ignorant of. And we get it from verse 25. The world at large, man at large, is ignorant regarding who the children of the prophets are. Who the children of the prophets are. And I'm going to talk with you, amen, I'm going to have 3 points. And in those 3 points, we'll talk about the Jews today. Amen. The Jews today. Hallelujah, you're going to have to follow me close. The Jews today, number two, the children of the prophets, and number three, so what? So what? So what? I'm so happy you're here this morning. You have no idea how happy I am you're here this morning. Let's begin with number one, the Jews today. The Bible says in Acts 3:25, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers. Listen, in his sermon, Peter is telling his audience, you the children of the prophets. He's talking, amen, to Israel. He's saying, you the children of the prophet. And he's saying, amen, hallelujah, that all of this, the covenants, the prophets, that all belong to you. He's talking to an audience, and his audience is Israel. His audience, amen, are the children of the prophets. As I thought about this and researched it, amen, I had to do a paradigm shift in my life. A paradigm shift is when you think something is right, and then you find out that it's wrong. You find out it's wrong. And if you are here, amen, and we grow old together, there will be some times when I'm going to get up in front of you, amen, if I preach truth, and I'm going to tell you God has revealed to me something different than I thought I knew. And that should be all right. That should be all right. False doctrine is when God tell you the truth and you still rather believe the lie. Amen? You rather believe the lie so you don't go with the truth. No, no, no. That's not going to be me. That's not going to be me. That's not going to be me. So to be honest with you, I have had to rethink everything I thought was true. Everything I thought was true. Stay with me. Because what I'm about to tell you is going to go against everything you thought was true. It's going to be so bad because it was about the way you was raised, the way you was educated, that after I tell you the truth, you're going to still rather believe the lie. Some men you're going to say that ain't true. Some men you're going to say that can't be. But my God says, we just sung, nothing's impossible. You're the God of miracles. You know what I'm saying? I can't do like Brian. To begin with, we must understand that the Jews today are not the original people of God. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And so in everything I did, amen, even on expounding truth, we support it. Because the Lord says, he who blesses Israel, that God's going to bless. So listen, as we looked at it, and you can go and you can look at, hallelujah, financial records. Listen, there was very few African-American churches, amen, that was a bigger supporter than Israel than Philadelphia. Anybody hear me up in here? It was so big, those that's in, amen, leadership know that while we were going through this epiphany as a church, because we've already sat down, we've already discussed this, we've already cried about it, amen, we've already talked about the repercussions for Philadelphia, we've already talked about it all. While we're going through all of this, am I right, Ms. Bridget? While we're going through all of this, I get an invitation from Israel to come to the Holy Land. I was on the short list of a few people in the nation, two in the state. So when I talk to you here, it's not because I don't love Israel. It's not that I'm anti-Semitic. No, no, no. Listen. You can go back in my other sermons and see what I taught about Israel. How I preach Heretz Israel, the greater Israel. Listen, listen. But something happened when I began to dig. Something happened. You see? The Jews in Israel today are not the original Hebrews, Israelites in your Bible. They're not. And we heard that before. We heard the brother on the street saying stuff like that. But no, 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 no. Let's go to the Bible. Let's look at it. Let me present the case to you now. The most important thing is you having Christ. That's the most important thing. You got this information before you had Christ. It don't mean nothing to you. But I'm going to show you how that since you have Christ and since you know the word, that this thing is going to have an impact on your life, an impact on the last days like you've never seen before. This seal that's being unloosed, released, is a testimony of the nearness of our God. I'm trying to tell you up in here. Woo, I'm excited up in my God. Woo. Revelations chapter 3, verse 9, which is our vision scripture. In every year and every day we grow as a church, God reveals something new about our vision. You see, we are growing into the vision of this church. He gave us a vision that was bigger than us, Cole. But in this vision, look what he says. He says, listen, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. In this church age called Philadelphia, our Lord Jesus is prophesying that there would be a group of people who worship in synagogues who say that they are Jews but are not. Who else could that be? We got so much. Listen. The only one major group of people claiming to be Jews today are the ones that's in Israel right now. The only ones worshiping synagogues as a major group, the one worshiping right now, and we're going to prove it all. I'm going to give you evidence. And after we do next week, we're going to have a question and answer portion so that you can bring your legitimate concerns and we can see if the Bible and history and geography and everything else can answer your concerns. Because after I tell you this, you still won't want to believe it. And it's because of what happened to you. But the word of God about to undo what happened to you. Hey, the sons of God. There are groans for the revelation of the sons of God. Listen. The Jews who are in Israel today are not the real biblical Jews, Miss Jen. Broke my heart. But what you do when you have the information right in front of you, the Bible is telling you that in your age it's going to be true. And then we began to look at all kind of other stuff. The Jews today are not the biblical Israel. They are what you call Khazarian Jews. Khazars. Another word for them would be Ashkenazis. Amen. They did not live in Israel. They lived in a portion of Eastern Europe called Khazar. That's it right there. This is a historical thing. It's a historical thing. This is around Russia and Georgia. Amen. And we have another map. Amen. To kind of show you. It's in the Eastern Bloc of Europe. Amen. Around Southern Russia and the Black Sea. Listen, geographically, you can prove this. There's no question about it. One of their own, a man by the name of Arthur Koestler, who's a Jew, wrote a book by the name of The 13th Tribe. You can see where he's going because there's only 12 tribes. He said, but another tribe was added. And in his book, he talks about, and some people know what I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about, say amen. Amen. All right. In his book, Koestler brings up and talks about how the current Jews of Israel, he provides historical facts, amen, that the current Jews are European converts. They're from the Caucasus Mountains. They converted to Judaism. They're not the real Jews. They converted to Judaism. I'm talking about, listen, in the year 740, they had a king by the name of King Bulan. This is all history. I gave you geography. Now let me give you history. 740, there was a king by the name of King Bulan. The Khazar Empire was in between the Christian Byzantine Empire, hallelujah, on this side, and the Muslim Caliphate, the Islamic Caliphate, on the other side. And they both told him, look, you can't stay pagan and worshiping obelisks. You can't stay worshiping those things. You got to catch me what they was worshiping. You can't stay worshiping our bliss. You can't stay worshiping those pagan things. We not going to do business with you. You're going to have to choose either to be a Christian or to be a Muslim, but we're not going to stay business with. Look, these people were smart. King Bulan said, I ain't going to be Christian because the Muslims going to stop doing business with me. And I'm not going to be Muslim because the Christians going to stop doing business with me. What's the other major religion? He says, we're going to be Jewish. That way we can have a religion, keep doing business with the both of them. Listen. If you simple-minded, if you have a lazy mind, if you won't go search and see and prove things, this will mean absolutely nothing to you. But if you are a person who examines everything, who proves everything, this is going to change your world. You will never be the same after this sermon. You will never be the same after this sermon. So Arthur Koestler puts this all in his book. He traces the ancestry of the current Jews back to Khazar. Then he takes it all the way back through Genesis to Noah. And Koestler quotes one of their kings, and I'm going to put it up here. Amen. Koestler quotes one of their kings, a king by the name of Joseph. You see, because after they adopted Judaism, they changed all their names. And they brought rabbis in and teachers in, and they started schools, and they taught a pagan people how to live and look like Jews. So a real Jew who was in Spain wrote the Khazar Empire and said, listen, I heard that we have another kingdom. Can I come? Is this the real deal? And what's y'all ancestry? Because the Jews were always into ancestry. That's why when you read your Bible, this one begat that one, and this one begat that one, and there was another begotten, the begetting, and the begotten good. So this Jew was asking, who begot y'all? And so the king writes, King Joseph wrote, then proceeds to provide a genealogy of his Khazarian people. Though fierce Jewish nationalists, they was fierce standing up for the Jews and for their Jewish nationality, wielding the scepter of Judah. We the tribe of Judah, Khazars were saying. He could not, and does not claim them to be of Semitic descent. Semitic descent means from Shem. Noah had three sons, Japheth, Shem, and Ham. The true Hebrews come from Shem. Japheth would be the Caucasians. Ham would be the Africans. All right? The Khazarian king says, we are Jewish, but we're not from Shem. And if we're not from Shem, we're not from Abraham. And if we're not from Abraham, we're not from Isaac. And if we're not from Isaac, we're not from Jacob. And if we're not from Jacob, we can't claim Joseph. And if we can't claim Joseph, we can't claim David. We can't claim Hezekiah. You understand what I'm saying? It's just a convert. It's just a convert. And this is words from their own king. You see? Go back to what the King Joseph says from the Khazars. Look what he says, amen. He says, he traces their ancestry not to Shem, but to Noah's third son, Japheth. We not Jewish, we Caucasian. That's what he was saying. There's nothing wrong with being Caucasian. Nothing wrong at all. Nothing wrong with being black. There's nothing wrong with being, you understand what I'm saying? But this king was real, but we got a group that's saying that they're Jews and are not. Oh, anybody up in here? All right. Historically, big brother, you can trace the Khazarian Empire all throughout time becoming so powerful. Amen. That neighboring nations had to ask to go to war before they went to war from the Khazars. They were defeated only when the Rus came in. Rus is a short for Russian. But the Russians would call a different name back then. They were tall, amen, pale complected, long hair, hallelujah. We call them Vikings. The Vikings came through and put Khazaria in check. They were the only ones. And then another group came after that could put them in check. And it was a group that we read about, a man by the name of Genghis Khan. That's the type of people the only type of people that could deal with these Khazars. After the Vikings and Genghis Khan put them in check and defeated them, the Khazars began to move out of Khazaria. Are you following me here? They moved not east, they moved to the west. To the west is Europe, Poland, England, France, Belgium. Do you understand what I'm saying? Brussels. They moving all throughout Europe. All right? From Khazaria. When they get into Europe, we can historically trace them through World War I, World War II. And during that time, you got to understand, they fled into Eastern Europe, but they remained solid together. They remained together. They picked up banking, and nobody could do banking like them. They had all the gold. And when kings went to war, they went to the Khazars, Ashkenazi Jews, to borrow money to go to war. Not only did regular folk borrow money, kings and queens borrowed money, but whole nations began to borrow money from these Ashkenazi Jews. You know how powerful somebody is if a whole nation owe them money? You ask the United States about that. You ask England about that. Listen to me. Because they got into banking and became strong, they were able to politically maneuver and power themselves in World War II when England was on the brink of being defeated. And this is one of their own, Benjamin Friedman. You're going to have to look him up. He got up in the early 1900s and he told everything that the Khazars were doing. But the media don't ever report that because you don't know who owned the media. Listen. Let me take my time. So, listen. They own the banks. England is messed up. Germany is whipping them in the World War. A contingent of the Khazars go to the English and say, listen, we can help y'all out of World War I. But y'all got to give us something. Give us Palestine. England said, how y'all going to do it? We're going to get America in the war with y'all. They owe us a little something. America enters the war. England signs a document called the Balfour Declaration. On the declaration is written to, I can't even say his name. Go look it up. And it said, we're going to give you Israel. We're going to give you Palestine. These Eastern Europeans, these Ashkenazis, these Khazars, after World War I, World War II, began to move into Palestine, began to move into Israel. But remember, they were never from Israel. They were always converts. I gave you geographic proof, historical proof. Let me give you scientific proof. Follow me, Brent. Let me give you scientific proof. You see? DNA came out. And in 2001, amen, a woman by the name of Dr. Aurelia Oppenheim, a biologist from the Hebrew University, she began to test all of the current people that we call Jews. And 95% of the Jews around the world came back from DNA testing with Khazarian blood and not real Hebrew blood. But that wasn't in the news. That wasn't in the media. When I saw this, my jaw dropped. I said, God is on the maps, is in the history, and not a DNA proving it. Not only did she conduct the test, but Dr. Aaron Elhike from Johns Hopkins University. Anybody heard of Johns Hopkins? School of Medicine? He did a test, a study, called The Missing Link of Jewish European Ancestry. It was published by the Oxford Journal. Now, it don't come on the things that you watch, because you only watch CBS and NBC and CNN, all the stuff that they on. You only watch the stuff, you only know the stuff they want you to know. But in this Oxford Journal, look what he says. Following the collapse, after doing a DNA study and everything, following the collapse of their empire, the Jewish Khazars, the Judeo-Khazars, fled to Eastern Europe. The rise of European Jewry is therefore explained by the contribution of the Judeo-Khazars. Now, they're using a lot of big words, and they're trying to say it funny, but you know what he's saying? When you look at the Jews today, they're Khazars. That's what he's saying. And how they rose in power, how they have money, is all because of this empire called Khazaria. And they're really not the Hebrews of the Bible. Y'all still with me out there? Amen. Listen. This might not even be for some of y'all yet. But it will be. Now I've given you geographic, historical, and scientific. Let me give you another exhibit. Let me give you some more evidence. Their own literature. The Jewish literature itself. In 1867, the Jewish scholar Abraham Harkavy says, and the Jews and their languages, he says this, the Jewish literature language, it came from the Khazars and not the Hebrews. This is what he says, their own literature. 1905, Jewish encyclopedia says this. Let's go to the next one, Brother Brent. The world's so-called Jews, amen, approximately 95% of those persons, hallelujah, are Ashkenazis. Or Ashkenazis. 1973, Jewish Encyclopedia. 90% of the world's so-called Jews are Khazarian. You see? A.N. Pollock, professor of medieval Jewish history at Tel Aviv University. You know? He says, immigration statistics indicate approximately 90% of the world's so-called Jews living in the countries of the world are from Eastern Europe, you know. Let me look at this one right here. In 2007, Shlomo San, which was a history teacher in Tel Aviv, he said this in his book, which is entitled The Invention of the Jewish People. Did you catch that? The Invention of the Jewish People. He says, Jews are not a race and have no Israelite connection. You know how much money we done sent to these people? You know how much money we done sent to these people? You know how many other churches sending the money? You know how many other pastors, amen, are forsaken, amen, hallelujah, the real people of God? For folk that's converts? We don't really know who we're playing with, no. When we talk about our adversary, the devil, you don't really know who you're playing with. You don't know who you're playing with. Listen, this dude is an angelic being that used to be in the throne room with Almighty God. You understand what I'm saying? So as we look at this, we say, so wait. Could a people actually erase another people and pose as the real people? Why should we be surprised when even Satan himself poses as an angel of light and his real ministers pose as false ministers and his real, and his false ministers pose as real ministers and his false apostles pose as real apostles. Why should it be a strange thing that a false people would pose as the real people? Woo! You see, my goodness, in Israel today, there are Orthodox Jews in Israel today. They have the long beards. They are Ashkenazi. They're European. They're white Jews. But let me tell you, they know the history that I'm telling you about. And they are against what the Jews are doing in Israel to this day. And they're saying, we're here, but we don't belong here. We're killing, but we shouldn't be killing. We have no legitimate right to be here. Why do you think all this is going on in Israel? Why do you think it's a trembling cup among the nations? Listen to me. If the real people had the land, it wouldn't be all of this. Listen to me. We've shown you biblically from Revelations. We've shown you geographically. We've shown you historically. We've shown you scientifically. We've shown you through their own Jewish literature. You see, the current Jews today are not the Israelites of the Bible. They are not. They are not. You know? And next week, I'm going to come and I'm going to show you some other reasons why they are not. I'm just giving you the evidence, the obvious evidence. We're going to get deeper next week. But the upper echelons of government and of society, they know this, Minister Doug. They've been knowing this. This is just one of the hidden secrets that the elite and the powerful know that they don't tell the regular sheep. They hide the truth in plain sight. But we can't see because we distracted. And I've read many, and I'm talking about black scholars, white scholars, Arab, Indian. When you do your research after this Sunday, you're going to see a plethora of all nationalities coming out and saying, these are not the real Jews. It's not about color. It's not about color. But one thing I do not hear is when all of the different nationalities come together and say, these are not the real Jews, no one ever asks the question, then who are? Woo! My God! Well, I'm so happy you asked me. Second point, the children of the prophets. I'm remaining true. I'm remaining true, hallelujah, to my text. I'm remaining true. Peter says, ye are the children of the prophets, and that's what we're discussing. Who are the children of the prophets? Who are they? You see? I told the leaders as we met with this, as we cried over it, I said, listen, I'm going to have to tell Philly. It's coming up in the text. How do we do this? How do we know this and not think about the dangers? Think about... But old pastor, some of them encourage. You don't know what this information going to do. Uncle in the barber shop, you don't know what this information going to do. Who are the children of the prophets? Listen, 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 listen. To find out the truth, we must turn to our Bibles for the answer. You understand what I'm saying? You got to turn to your Bible for the answer. I'm going to deal with one element of who the true people are. But there are other groups that will qualify to being in this group. Some of our brothers and sisters from different parts of the world will qualify to be in this group that's called the real Hebrew people. It has not been limited to one group like it used to be. But I'm going to show you how it started. And you will find that the most downtrodden people, the most last people, are really the people that are first. You will find that the people who have been, hallelujah, most disenfranchised. Hey, God, if you hear me up in here. Woo! And I got books on every angle of it. I got maps all over the house. Mr. Duck said he ain't lying. I'm ordering maps from the 1700s tree. I'm not ordering the stuff that they don't already got their hands on. You're going to find as we go through this, the victor controls history. And they're going to only teach in history what they want you to know. You understand what I'm saying? All right? So your child sitting in there learning everything but the truth. How many people like where we're going so far? Y'all like where we're riding so far? Hallelujah! All right. The first thing we notice when we talk about the true Hebrews, the true Israelites, is that they were often mistaken as Egyptians. They were often mistaken as Egyptians. We just go into the book. And remember, we're going to talk about how they started off. And then eventually, hopefully, in the next few lessons, amen, we're going to talk about how it branched off and it migrated. All right, but let's stay where we are. Let's stay where we are. They were most often mistaken as Egyptians. In Genesis 42:8, these are scriptures that we know. Joseph is sold into slavery. You see? His brothers sold him out. But when they got hungry, there was only one place they can get food, Egypt. When they got there, they walked in front of a man that looked like all the other men. And because he looked like all the other men, they couldn't tell that he was really their brother because he had looked like all the other men. Listen, if this man would look like the Ashkenazis of today, he would have been, I'm talking about like a sore thumb sticking out in Egypt. And I'm going to show you in a second what Egypt really looked like. But he'd have been just like a sore thumb. He'd have been like, hallelujah, George Bush and the Projects. You understand what I'm saying? And his brothers would have walked up to him and say, Joseph, what's that on your head? But Father-in-law, they couldn't tell it was him because he had looked like all the other Egyptians. So, in 42:8, and Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. Let me give you another one. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 19, devil is a liar. Oh, yeah, is he lying? It's all good. It could turn off. It could go. We going, baby. Exodus, I've been holding on this for too long. Exodus 2:19, guess who else was mistaken as an Egyptian? A man by the name of Moses. Now Moses runs, amen, to Midian after he murders the Egyptian. And Moses is on the run and he meets his future wife, his wife-to-be. And they're being harassed by some shepherds. And Moses, listen, this brother here, he come out there, man, and he chased all the shepherds away. And now his wife-to-be, they're able to water their flocks and get back early. And Jethro saying, man, y'all back early. How in the world y'all got back early? Because I know how them knuckleheads give y'all a hard time, make y'all go last. Look what his wife-to-be, look what they say. And they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds. and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. And that's why we back early. Listen, when she looked at Moses, she didn't look at Moses and see a Greek. She looked at Moses and says, an Egyptian. The original Hebrews were always mistaken with Egyptians. G Money, you hear me up in here? Let's go to the New Testament. In Acts 21:37, Paul. The Bible says, and Paul was to be led into the barracks. He said unto the chief captain, may I speak unto you? Who said, can you speak Greek? It was a big ruckus, a riot going on. They wanted to kill Paul. Them Hebrews wanted to split Paul's head. Split his wig, like we say. And they were trying to get at him and everything like that. And so the Romans came in. And they grabbed Paul and they said, listen, we got to stop this riot. So they grabbed Paul. And so Paul, being multilingual like he was, a very educated man, Paul begins to speak Greek. And so the Roman chief look upon him and say, can you speak Greek? Now, if he looked Greek, they would have never asked him if he could speak Greek. That's like you being in China, big brother. And I mean big brother. You understand what I'm saying? Big old brother. And you out there in China and you start, you know what I'm saying? The people going to look at it, they're going to say, can you speak Chinese? Why? Because you don't look like you would speak Chinese. You're not of Chinese nationality. You're not of the race. So listen, Paul didn't look Greek. He didn't look Greek. So how in the world can you speak Greek if you don't look Greek? Well, who did you think I was? In verse 38, are you not that Egyptian? Are you not that Egyptian? Who before these days made an uproar? Listen, I know you're not Greek because I can tell by the color of your skin. But guess what else? Are you that Egyptian? The early Hebrews were always mistaken with the Egyptians. Okay, Pastor, we get it. We get it. The Hebrews look like the Egyptians. Well, how did the Egyptians look, Pastor? Because we see, you know what I'm saying? A different look of the Egyptians on TV. But that's all part of the plan. Is all part of the cover. Let me show you some Egyptian artifacts from Egypt. This is King Tut. Now, we got a few brothers in here that's dead dog. Can I get an amen? Amen. This is Egypt. Now, listen. I'm going to tell you, and it's all right. And I'm going to tell you why this is Egypt, in case you didn't know, is in Africa. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know that? Say it with me. Africa. Now, some of y'all looking at Egypt right now and you're saying, well, it's full of Arabs right now. It's full of Arabs right now. So how can you say Egypt is black if it's full of Arabs right now? The same way you could look at America and be able to say that America was Indian at one time, Native Indians. But it ain't Native Indians no more because of conquest, because of the spread of Islam. But don't you know they still got black Egyptians to this day? To this day. When you go back to the artifacts, Egypt is black. Let me show you another. That's King Tut. Look at that. Look at them extensions. You see that? Y'all think y'all invented weave. Y'all just going back. He taking us back. Now, listen, if you're another group of people, hold your horses, baby. The story is so good. Because it's his story. And his people's story. The story is so good. Just hold your horses. Let me deal with weed for a second. Look at these brothers and sisters, man. Egypt was black. Egypt was black. Let me give you another one. Look at the noses on them boys. Look at the lips on them boys. Even when we try to hide our lips, them things. Listen to me. And listen to me good. You think it was coincidence they went through there and blew the noses and the lips off of them things? You know the Sphinx? Look at that head. Kai, turn to the side. Let me see your head. Listen. Listen to me. Egypt was black. That was a brother. But you see, to take the nose and the lips off is to cover some things. To cover some things. You want to... Hey! Why would you cover it, Billy Clay? We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. If you never think that you could build something like that, if you never think that at one time you was one of the greatest civilizations on earth, that astronomy, that the alphabet, the hieroglyphics, the wonders of the world, the building of the temples, if you never know that was you, and you can always think you can't do nothing. And it's going to be all right for them to put you in slavery and put you where. Because, listen, we're doing you a favor because you can't do nothing else. It's not about color. It's about sin. It's about racism. It's about a cover-up. But I praise my God that we have been learning lately, y'all, that whatsoever been done in the dark will come to the light. Whatsoever is covered shall be revealed. And it don't matter, though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. And all the races are coming out. White brothers and white sisters, black brothers and black sisters, Latino brothers, Latino, they all coming out and telling you, listen, we need to find out who the real children of the prophets are. One of the names of Egypt was Kemet, K-E-M-E-T, Kemet. Egypt is the name we put on them. They didn't call themselves Egyptians. People got a habit of going someplace and just renaming it. They were Kemet. That's what they called themselves. The word Kemet means black. It means black. And so the scholars come in, when the real scholars come and say, look at all of this evidence. They come in and they say, well, they was actually naming the country after their soil. Okay. If I'm a fool, I'm going to believe that. You don't name your country after your soil. Can you give me empirical evidence of any other countries who have named themselves after their soil? Clay. We the clay people. No, not like Billy Clay, but I'm saying. Black. The Egyptians were black. Now, bring it back. The Hebrews were always mistaken with the Egyptians. And look how the Egyptians look. Come on, give me another one. Y'all think y'all started that natural stuff? Look at that brother right there. That's another one. Give me another one. Give me that natural girl. Oh, this is the first. Look at the nose on that boy. This is the first Egyptian pharaoh. Keep on going, Brent. Keep on going. Look at the locks on these boys. This is artifacts when Assyria came through. Look at the locks on them boys. Look at that. What kind of hair you think that is? Look at that hair stand up. Keep going. Come on, give me another one. Please, give me another one. Come on, Brent, for the love of God. It may be stuck. Come on, unstick it, Brent. So listen, if the Hebrews were mistaken as being Egyptian and the Egyptians were black, then what'd that say about the Jews? Can you say it with me? The Jews were what? Look how y'all say that like y'all don't know how to believe that. You see, keep going, Brent, keep going. Keep going. You see? No. Stop right there. That's good right there. Listen to me. Roman historian Cornelius Tacitus says this. The Jews were a race that appeared to be of Ethiopian origin. I've given you Bible. I'm giving you Egyptian artifacts. I'm talking about some stuff. Now, this Cornelius Tacitus, he's a Roman historian. But let me give you another. Brent, I'm going to throw you for a curve. The one that I told you put last, I want to go get it. President Nasser. Yep, I'm going to wait on you too. President Nasser was in modern times. Now, I quoted you an ancient Roman historian. But this dude was a president of Egypt in the early 1900s. You see what I'm saying? This is a real man. He had a quote saying this. G Money, listen, this is going to blow you away. This dude say this. They ask him, why would a Middle East peace process never work? This dude said this. Come on, Holy Ghost. This dude said this. Brent, if you could pull it up, go ahead and pull it up. He said this. The Jews will never be able to live here in peace because they left here black and they came back white. Brent, show the Time magazine. I know you got to show it. This is an actual quotation. Listen, it's not just the Roman historians. Amen. Hallelujah. The dude say the Jews left black. I'm giving you history. I'm giving you Bible. I'm giving you artifacts. I'm giving you quotes from people in our modern day. Tyler, this is going to change your life. This is going to change your life. The reason it's going to change your life is because a lot of the problems we have as a people is because we don't know where we came from. The reason, I'm getting into the so what already. For you to look at this and say, now what? You don't understand. So what? What does it have to do with me, with you? You know how it affects somebody when they don't know where they came from? You know how important it is just to know who your dad is and your mama is? How much more important to know where your people come from? To know you have a history. Every other nation have a history. And where you thought you came from, you don't come from that. You're not African. You're not African. You're coming in dashikis and all that stuff. That's cool if that's the style you like. But you're not African. You're Hebrew. You're not African. 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 And we know this. Americans... We know this. We know we're not African. B, we know it. The Africans know it. We're gonna get all into it. Oh, God. We know it. When we in the presence of true Africans, that's from Africa, we know it. That's why blacks are acting like Africans. Fighting and killing each other and shooting up each other. Because we don't know that we are a people, one people that came from one. So what? Subpoint B. I done messed up my sermon, but listen. When I get to it again, I'm going to say it again. Subpoint B. The Hebrews usually fled to Africa. when we look at our Bibles and we begin to look at migratory patterns, flight patterns from danger, you rarely ever see the Hebrew people going north. They always run back to Africa. I'm talking about the Bible here. This is a seal that's being broken for the last days. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. But what if a people don't know if they are His people? But what? My Latino brothers and sisters in here, you're going to be shouting too when I finish with this. You're going to be shouting too. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You're going to be shouting too. Our white brothers and sisters, you're going to be shouting too. Because we rejected Him. The gospel was able to go out to the whole world. And when we rejected Him, you became able to be engrafted into the root, the tree of Israel. There is no longer two, but there is one. There is one tree. There is one tree. This is a time of rejoicing for the world. The Bible says that the whole world groaneth for the revelation of the sons of God. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Cordell, I done messed it all up, Cordell. Come on, y'all have a seat, y'all have a seat. They usually fled to Africa. Can we get to it here? In Genesis 12:10, when Abraham went into trouble, there was famine in the land. Abraham went down into Egypt. I'm going to skip one and then come back to it. 2 Kings 25:26, when the Jews went through trouble with whether it was Assyria or whether it was Babylon, as in this context, when Nebuchadnezzar and his armies, his hordes came on in, the Bible says, and all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the armies arose and came into where? Into Egypt. They always fled to Africa. Even in the New Testament, because the color ain't changed. In the New Testament, Matthew 2:13. And when they were departed, the wise men, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, arise and take the young child, Jesus, and his mother, Mary. And the angel said, flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word again. Pastor, what is the big deal about this? Listen, if you ever been running from the cops before, or if somebody ever been chasing you before, you don't run into a place where the people don't look like you. That ball runs straight in the projects, Billy Clay. He jumped in the card game. Sit down. Y'all don't say nothing. And the cop run through that. And they say, y'all saw him? He looked like him. You run to a place where people look like you. Because if they look like you, they will never find you. Tree, you hear me up here? My Lord, that's making sense. Man, I'm telling you, man. Listen. I was against this stuff. I was against it for a reason, but I'm going to show you in the end how to take this information and to apply what we're doing here. We ain't got to come out and wrap in our heads. And I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you all that. We say, man? Yeah. We ain't got to do that. We ain't doing that. We ain't changing our names. You know what I'm saying? We clown around, you know what I'm saying? We call Cordell Big Brother Ben Hard. And Phil Big Brother been real. And Lil B Big Brother been B. And Amigo Big Brother been Bright. You see what I'm saying? We ain't got to change our names to that. Oh, you did it. You did it. You did it. Don't do it. All right, all right. It's good. Because if you take this the wrong way, we got brothers in the modern day that's doing that. They dressing back up with wristbands and I'm going to show you a better way. We ain't got to change nothing. But just how we look at ourselves and how we look at our mission and how we look at our ministry, things are about to change here. It's about to change. It's about to change here. It's about to change here. It's about to change here. Is your heart on fire like my heart is on fire? Amen. Amen. Listen, listen, listen. And it's not just us. No, we're gonna unpack the whole story. You see? You see? But the original ones, I done showed you what they look like. I done showed you, amen, where they went when trouble happened. They always went. Listen, listen, you wouldn't run in River Ridge. You wouldn't run up in there. You'd be looking like Sammy Davis Jr. in a Ku Klux Klan meet. You and me. So what does this have to do with anything? If they always fled to Africa. When the Hebrews rejected their Messiah and say, we have no God but Caesar. We rather serve this one instead of the real one. Should I say that again or y'all got that one? Because some of y'all ain't going to believe what I'm talking about because you're still in that. When Jesus, when they rejected Jesus, Jesus said, listen, don't weep for me. You better weep for yourselves. Because in a few years, because y'all rejected me, it's going to be on around him. What he was prophesying about was the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. When Titus came, General Titus, the Roman General Titus, when he came through, and destroyed Jerusalem. I'm talking about not leaving a stone upon another. And didn't Jesus say that? He said, y'all admiring this great temple. He said, there will not be one stone left on top of another. He was talking about the fall of Rome of 70 AD. Now, I just told you, listen, we just saw historically, amen, and biblically, that they always fled to Africa. When the Romans came through and destroyed Jerusalem for the last time, where do you think the real Jews went again? That's a map of it. The diaspora and back into Africa. Give me, Brother Brent, give me that quote that you just had. Josephus, somebody say Josephus, which is one of the scholars, the historians that we all use in sermons, in seminary, but we only use them for certain things. Look what Josephus say about the diaspora of the Jews. Josephus says that General Vespasian and his son, Caesar Titus, fought against the Jews. Millions of Jews, and we could say Hebrews, but millions of Jews fled into where? This is historical, man. How many of them fled? And then they say, among other places. My other brothers and sisters, just hold what you got. Just hold what you got. They fled in Africa, among other places, fleeing from what? From the Roman persecution, from starvation during the siege. They left. And we even give you the citation of it. You see? This is real life, man. But you ain't learning that in no school. Ain't you ain't learning it because you don't know who owns the school. How come come you trust me when I come through and preach about what your husband going through? Or when I come through and preach about what your wife going through? And you get home and you say, Pastor said. How come you trust me to hear from God? To get us into this building, to have vision for where we going? But when I come against things that you've seen on TV, things that you learn about school, somehow when I ruffle your feathers now, I'm a false prophet now. Ella Hughley, in her book, The Truth About Black Biblical Hebrew Israelites, she says this: many Israelites who managed to escape their persecutors during the Roman-Jewish War migrated where? To West Africa. Rudolf Windsor, in his book, Babylon to Timbuktu, the black Jews migrated to Sudan from the north. They convened with the Sudanese migrate, and they migrated among a community, and they started a community on the Niger River. You'll learn nothing about that. You'll learn nothing about that. There is still proof that there existed Jewish communities prior to the slave trade. Many tribes and colonies and kingdoms were Jewish in West Africa. I got the maps to prove it, baby. I got the maps to prove it. I got the maps to prove it. You look at the maps and they'll say it on the maps. They'll say it. They'll say, we was all over Africa and everybody else ain't got no clothes on. They all run after lions and tigers and bears, oh my, and we run across a community, everybody got clothes on. They know how to read. They know the alphabet. They paid. They know how to do business and commerce. You thought that Africa looked like everybody else, everybody running a bathing suit. That's what you thought. But what you didn't know about, what they didn't teach you about, you never heard of a place called Negro Land. You ain't never heard about that. You heard about that? You ain't heard about that. No, they're not going to tell you about it. You never heard of Negro Land. When we moved and migrated from Israel, we settled along the Niger River. And we started great empires and great communities. Communities and cities that we hear about, but we joke about it. Oh, you're going to find me in Timbuktu. It's like a joke, but you don't know that Timbuktu was the center of trade of the world at one time. You don't know about that. You don't know about the universities in Timbuktu had more books in one university than Europe had in the whole European region. You don't know about that. You don't know nothing about that. And so you walk around feeling inferior, feeling like you're less than, because you don't know who you are. And my people, they perish for a lack of knowledge. Listen, this is not pro-black speech. This ain't even prejudiced racist speech. This is pro-Israel speech. You not only learn about Negro Land. Can I get the map back up there, please? It's a whole swath of Africa. You go in there and you find people like the Ashanti Jews. The Ashanti Kingdom Empire was so wealthy. And when they found them, I think I have a picture of an Ashanti king on a raft. He was going to do business, amen. Not that one just yet. Hallelujah. Let's see. Yeah, that is the Ashanti king going to do business with the Europeans. If you look close upon his chest, he's wearing something. What you say, big brother? The Jewish priests used to wear something. The Jewish priest used to wear something. Every now and then we would call it the Urim and the Thurim. They would go to get wisdom and revelation. It had a jewel for every tribe of Israel on it. And when they would ask the Lord something, the Lord would light up. Hey, God. They call it the breastplate of the priesthood. What in the world is a man in Africa dressed, not naked, doing with a Jewish, Israeli, Hebrew priest breastplate on? What is he doing with that on? But the maps will tell you. The maps will tell you. As we go back to this map, amen, hallelujah, in 1747, this is Southern Africa. I wish you could see it. But when we do our question and answer, I'm going to bring my maps. At the bottom of Negro land, they had Ashanti, they had the Bantu tribes, they had all kind of tribes. We're going to talk more. Listen. They had a place that they called the Kingdom of Judah. This is on the map right here. It's on the map right here. I don't have my glass. Cool. Let me stand on your leg. This Kingdom of Judah. They changed the name of it so we wouldn't know. They began to call it Weda. And then when you go on the maps today, it's not Weda with a W-H, it's Weda with a O-U-I. It's the same place where the door of no return is. It's not only called the Kingdom of Judah, but if you look close, it is also called the slave. Because I'm about to show you something. I want to run up in here. Whoa! Did y'all see it? Y'all see it? Look. Judah. This one is higher. They changed it to Wahuda, but it's still the slave coast. They had a place in Africa called the Kingdom of Judah. Hebrew, you don't know where we at right now, Hebrew. You might not be asleep tonight. But it's all right. I didn't sleep last night. It's all good. Come on, God. Come on, God. Come on, God. When you study the map of Africa, you'll see Jewish names on things. There is something called the Desert of Seth in Africa. Seth was the son of Adam and Eve. What is an African name in a desert Seth for? What is he naming his kingdom Ashanti for when it comes out, amen, of our Old Testament? Because Joshua gave a particular tribe a city called Ashan, and that city retreated during this diaspora. And when they got to Africa, they say, we just going to rename our place Ashan. It's a different place, but it's the same name, and we shall be called the Ashanti tribe. The Jews were in Africa. No, listen. You said, Pastor, that's all just maps. That ain't right. Let's go to Africa today. Let me tell you about the Igbo people. Igbo. Kind of sound like Hebrew, huh? Just so you won't pay attention to it. The Igbo people are still in Africa to this day. No, not them. This is a colorful one. We're going to get back to them in a second. That's them haters. It's a color photo. It's going to show present-day Africans. The Igbo people, the Limba tribe. You ever heard of the Ethiopian Jews? That Israel is returning to Israel as we speak? Why are they returning them? Because when they went in and took their blood matched more with Hebrew than the Israelites, than the Jews in Israel. You see, the blood of the Egyptian Jews came back from the priesthood. Was that my love? All right. The Igbo, the Limba, the Ethiopian Jews, and they all doing DNA testing. Now let me blow your mind up for a second. Not yet. But just remind me. Now. You're not African. They used to call us Negroes. But they changed that and began to call us, Mel, African American. But it was so that we would never figure out that we was Negro. Because when you figure out you're Negro, then you figure out Negro land. And when you figure out Negro land, you figure out where Negro land came from. When you figure out Negro land came from, you figure that you came from Israel. And when you figure you came from Israel, you figure that you're Jewish. So they trick us. We don't even want to be called Negro no more. I'm black. I'm African American. You ain't African. When they was whipping that boy didn't say Kunta. That boy said Jehoshaphat. That boy said Jeremiah. What's your name? Ezekiel. Boy didn't say Kunta. Boy didn't say that. Negroes are not African. We are not from Ham. We're from Shem. You understand what I'm saying? Zondervan Dictionary, amen, hallelujah. It's going to be a little dictionary caption, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to need y'all bad right now, y'all. Do everything you can to help me out. My wife, if you got to go back there, go help me. Amen. I'm going to need y'all now. Amen. Zondervan Dictionary, amen, talks about Ham. Amen. And when Zondervan Dictionary talks about Ham, it talks about that Ham was the progenitor of the dark-skinned races. It talks about the Egyptians, the Ethiopians, amen. But then Zondervan Dictionary says, that Ham is the progenitor of the dark-skinned races, the Ethiopians, the Egyptians, amen, but not the Negroes. I wish I could show it to you. I'm telling you, I wish I could. Lord, release our projector, God. Release it, God. Release it, God. Release it, God. Release it, God. You know? Release it. I'm not telling you stuff that I'm making up, no, Quentin. You're not African. You're not African. We so much not African, amen. When we moved there and did things differently and had clothes on and did business and knew how to read and knew astronomy, amen. That's one of the clips from the Zondervan Dictionary. I don't know if you could see it good, but you can go research. You see? When we moved there, now just imagine now. You move in a neighborhood and you bless. You do things completely different than the people around you. You wear clothes, they don't wear clothes. You know how to read, they don't know how to read. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's a totally different thing. You bless and they not bless. What's going to happen when you move in that neighborhood and everybody around you look at you and you're completely different? You look like them by skin, but you're a stranger. Ooh, that's a word in Egypt for that. A word in Ethiopia, the Felucia Jews, the strangers. The Africans, our brothers from a Noahic standpoint, began to treat us bad. Because we wasn't one of them. And there was wars that took place. You know where I'm going. And in these wars, we would hold our own. In Negro land, and the Bantu kingdoms were expanding. But when the Europeans came, they saw that they could make money off of our wars between each other. And the Europeans said, listen, we're going to tilt the balance. Y'all don't like these people, amen, but we need some labor in America. We need some labor in the Caribbean. We need some labor in Haiti. We need some labor in South America. We need some labor. If y'all will fight these Ibus, Hebrews, Negroes, strangers, if y'all will fight them and sell the captives to us, we will give you the equipment to win the battle. We have something that we call a fire stick. And when you put a projectile in it and pull the trigger, it goes further than any spear that they can throw. And you will win the war. Now listen, there was a picture up there of a tribe with long sticks look like. And I told you that those were the haters. That was the kingdom of Dahomey. Who homie? No, Dahomey. The Dahomey kingdom. See, after you read the map in 1740, the kingdom of Judah, when you go later than that, 1780s, the kingdom of Dahomey is right over it. And the French map people say the Dahomey kingdom conquered the kingdom of Judah. And the way they conquered the kingdom of Judah and the way they conquered the Hebrew Negro people was with guns. Oh, you politicians and you little Democrats running after Hillary and running after these doggone actors. Want you to sell all your guns, trade all your guns in, so they can do you like they did you in Africa. Yeah, they put the best of us in front of us. They contact pastors. Stop the violence. Get them to trade their guns in. No guns. Stop the violence. Guns ain't killing people. People killing people. And you got to understand the agenda, friends. When we didn't have guns in Africa, and they did, you know what they did to us? I got a picture of a boat. They started what's called the transatlantic slave trade. You see, when we think of the transatlantic slave trade, we think that Africans were selling one another. Africans wasn't selling one another. They were selling the Hebrews. That's why to this day, now listen to me good. That's why to this day, brothers and sisters in America are DNA testing themselves. As this seal is being broken, brothers and sisters are DNA testing themselves. And guess what? Their blood coming back. It's coming back Hebrew. It's coming back from Negro land. You can go online. You can see it. They rejoice and they cutting up. God is breaking a seal, y'all. He's breaking the seal. When you read the book of Revelations, chapters 12 and 13, God said about his people, this is for those with wisdom and know the scriptures. He said the devil went to make war against God's people. After she had the child, Revelation said, the child was taken up to heaven. And the devil was wroth with the woman, Israel. And the dragon went to make war with her, but God gave her wings of an eagle. And he hid her in the wilderness where the devil couldn't get at her. And there she would be nourished for a time, times, and a time. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. Prophetically, I'm speaking to you. They put us on that boat because they thought they was doing us harm. But like Joseph told his brothers, what you thought you did for evil, God meant it for good. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not hating you. I forgive you and I love you and you're my brother. Because when they brought me here, I got stronger. I grew wiser. I became educated again. Still I rise, 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 still I rise. Listen to me, my people. You were supposed to be dead long time ago. You were supposed to be extinct. People don't go through what our people went through and still make it. There's no more Philistines. There's no more Amorites. They extinct people when they go through the lynches and the hangings and the slave trade and the sharks. But let me tell you something. God said in his word, he said, shall I forget Israel? Can a woman forget her sucking child? You are engraven upon the palms of my hands. He said, before Israel is extinct, he said, you very well better knock the sun out the sky and the moon not gonna shine no more. And when there's no sun, no moon, then you can say it. Has God forsaken his people? God forbid. God forbid. For blindness had only happened to his people, that salvation can happen to the rest of the world. Hey, God. But when the fullness of the Gentiles shall come in, that blindness shall be taken away. And we shall see whose we are and who we are. Listen to me good, Philly. Come on, we got to just sit down 1 second. Come on now, second service going to be mad. But listen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. We passed through that door of no return. We passed through it, and we here now. You see, when we got here, they threatened us with debt, so we wouldn't know how to read. We couldn't speak our language. See? But there's clues scattered around America, clues left by the slaves themselves, that they were the original Israelites. Clues in South Carolina, clues here, clues there. There's clues around America. Listen, man. You can cover something, but God going to cover it, man. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to leave you with this. History was covered. It was changed. And God's people were forgotten. And we even forgot who we was. But God said, listen, you might be gone, but you're not forgotten. You see? And they're going to come. Like he told Ezekiel. Like me and my wife said, when we ride through the hoods, we say, Lord, can these dry bones live? Can these dry bones live? And it's not just us. Listen, we're going to talk about our Latino brothers and sisters. Can these dry bones live? And you know what God said to Ezekiel? He said, prophesy to the bones. Talk to them. Tell them who they are. Give them my word. Tell them the truth. Hey, and the bones going to start connecting. And they're going to be one. They won't hurt each other no more. They won't kill each other no more. They're going to stand up like a mighty army. Flesh on flesh. Bone on bone. Hey, God, hey, God, hey, God. Can these dry bones live? And I say yes, friends. I say yes, they can live. I say yes, they can live. They shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. Let me tell you, listen, listen. We're going to go, we're going to go. But listen. So what? Now you have a history. So what? Now you understand eschatology. He can't return until his people come back together. Number three, don't walk out of here in pride and prejudice, no. Don't be mad at nobody. Operate in forgiveness. Joseph looked at his brother and said, yeah, you did it, but God did it. You understand what I'm saying? And next week we're going to come and we're going to find out why God did it. Not to just nourish us, no, but we had did some things wrong. You see? No pride, no prejudice, no unforgiveness. And listen, don't forget about the New Testament. Because a lot of our brothers, they get in this revelation. You know what they're doing? They're going back like that brother. Dad, they're going back there. Don't you dare come to church like that next week. They going back to all the dietary laws, all the sacrificial laws. Don't do that, man. We in the New Testament, man. Christ was the sacrifice for us, man. Man, if you want to eat pork chop, eat your pork chop, man. I wouldn't recommend it every day. Stand with me, please. Stand with me. Come on, give God some glory. Come on. Listen, next time we come, we're going to fill it in even more. Amen. I'm still learning and reading about our Latino brothers and sisters, their history. But there are certain tribes that they are linked to. If you're a Latino brother and sister in here or you're watching via the internet, amen, you got to go research these things. Because, listen, a contingent of the Israelites crossed the Atlantic. They came over. Amen. And they can trace the very tribe that they were in. Amen. When the missionaries came over, amen, they met, amen, some of the original Mexican people, some of the original South American people, and the people gave them, amen, what the Jews say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God." That's what they heard when they first came over. If you're here today and you've been put off by history, put off by what you see is wrong, you've been looking at the world and you've been viewing it through the wrong eyes, but you say, "God, this ain't right." Today we're going to say, "God, we repent. We sorry for questioning you. We sorry for doubting you. God, we even sorry as a people for the things we've been doing to ourselves. But we back. We are back. We are back. We're going to be unified." I want you to go out and I want you to tell everybody this information. I want you to get your CD. Listen, if you don't have the money to get your CD, amen, you get one for free. The mission is changing. The gospel is the power of God to all those who believe, to the it's time to go out, get your people. It's time to go out and get your people. You just didn't know who they were. It's time to go out and get your people. Pray with me. Say, "Lord,
Lord,
I admit. We've sinned against you. And we're sorry. We turned you in. We gave you up. We denied you. And we're sorry. But we believe that you still love us. And that you're not giving up on us. We believe you died on that cross. We believe you were buried in the grave. And we believe you rose on the third day. Lord, save me, a sinner. Show me my purpose. Show me who I am. And help me, Lord, to go get your people. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Come on, give God some glory."